Good afternoon. This is Tanya Schultz with Social Chats Locals. I am live streaming with my host, my co-host, Maria de Los Angeles. Hey, Maria. I'm having them over here.
Are you dyslexic today?
Yes. Extremely, actually. Yeah.
Well, it could be worse, right?
Oh, yeah. At least I know what my name is. That's the most important part.
That's the most important thing.
And where I'm at.
How are you, Tanya?
Oh, great. I just had a, you know, it was Scotty's birthday last weekend, and we did
have a happy birthday for me.
Oh, I sure will. He actually had a really good one. We usually, like, throw this big, big bash, and he always gets irritated because most of the time they're my friends. He doesn't really know them that well. And there's so many people, he never get a chance to get to know them. So I told him this one, we had a very small, very extremely small amount of people. And it was nice. He got a chance to relax. So, but you know, and then now we're back. So back to work we go.
Well, great.
But I will definitely let him know. But how was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was fabulous.
And how was your event Saturday night?
On Friday, I created a new cocktail.
Really?
Called Sexy La Playa.
Okay, what's in it?
Well, I can't really divulge the recipe because it's part of the con.
Oh, okay.
But if you go to my blog, and I did videotape the making of this cocktail, so
okay.
Kind of there, but not really there.
I see. So you're doing a contest?
And I work with Robert Burr Jr.
Uh-huh.
At a very secret bar.
Oh my god.
That is by invitation only, and we had a lot of fun.
So.
It's quite good, I'll tell you though, it's with Martin Miller gin. So it's like a tiki cocktail with gin. And it has some really good ingredients like rose water.
Uh huh.
And some good bitters.
Well, you know, rose water is really good for you.
What's that?
Rose water is supposed to be really good for you.
Well, it's very tasty, but it has just a little bit of flavor, and so...
No, it's supposed to be rose water. It's supposed to be really healthy for you. It's supposed to be good for your energy, and it's like an alternative. I have to email you the info about rose water. So they drink it to get you energized and get all your chakra in place and stuff like that.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, there's a lot of different fruit in this diet, and I use everything sugar-free.
Uh-huh.
So it's a relatively healthy cocktail.
Wow, yeah, I'm looking at it right now on your blog. I'm on your Facebook page, Sex and the Beach.
And then on Saturday we had the Rat Pod party.
Uh-huh.
It was really fun. Unfortunately, there was a huge backup on the MacArthur Causeway. I mean, it was basically locked down for several hours.
Oh, no.
I think it's because of an accident. And so it was really hard for people to get to the party, but those who were able to make it, you know, we all had a great time. So.
That's great. How much money did you guys raise, do you know, on Saturday?
I'm not sure yet. I don't think it was a lot because, again, seriously, people were stuck in traffic and had to turn around and couldn't get onto the beach. It was really bad.
Oh, man, that sucks.
But anyway, it was a start, and we really appreciate the Breakwater Hotel for supporting this. The staff was great, and it's a really beautiful rooftop lounge up there where you have a view of Lummis Park and the ocean.
Awesome.
And then I was wearing a pink wig, and you've seen me that wig before.
Yes, I think you look stunning, actually. Very hot.
And people on the street were calling me Nicki Minaj. I mean, seriously, they were yelling at me from like a block away.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, seriously, I didn't even know who she was.
Oh, you know how I discovered who she was? This is a little girl that raps like her. My son's girlfriend showed it to me this weekend. I just discovered who she was this weekend, actually.
Yeah, well, I checked out some of her YouTube videos. She's great, but I mean, she's a young African-American skinny woman, you know, like, I don't look like her. But I guess you put on a pink wig and some sunglasses and people think that you're a celebrity.
You are a celebrity. Come on, Maria. You know that. You're my celebrity.
Maybe she looks like me.
There you go. You started it first.
Yeah, and we bumped into on the street with there was a small camera crew on the corner of Ocean Drive and 10th by the Clevelanders. There was some Portuguese singer there.
What? Wow.
And they pulled me over and they wanted to interview me. And they're like, oh my God, it's Nikki. No. But then I made him sing for me.
Oh my gosh.
And I captured that on video. Well, actually, Blanca helped me capture that on video.
I love it.
It was funny. It was an interesting creep show type of night.
Creep show type of night.
Typical South Beach.
I love it.
And yesterday I went fishing with Betty Belvin. She invited me on a special trip because CBS4 was going to do a TV segment on her. There's a meteorologist named Jess Cardelli. He has a segment called Aquatic Adventures.
Yeah.
And he wanted to promote Ladies Let's Go Fishing, so she invited me on the boat.
Oh, nice.
We went out on the Intercoastal in Fort Lauderdale. We didn't catch anything. But it was a good time.
Yeah, that's the most important part.
I'll be blogging about that in the next couple of days. I did have a little interview with her on the video.
And you're going next week, aren't you?
The 10th? 2 weekends from now. No, well...
2 weekends.
It's November 11th.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
I'm sorry, November... it's the weekend of November 11th. That second weekend is.
Oh, it's the second... You know what it is? I keep thinking Halloween is this Saturday, but it's not. It's Monday. So, it's kind of like, I don't know. I like it when Halloween's on the weekend.
Yeah. Well, I guess most people are going to celebrate on Saturday. I know I'm going to a party on Saturday.
Where are you going on Saturday?
Like Lincoln Road and all those South Beach festivities, they're all going to happen on Halloween proper.
Yeah. Well, you know, this weekend, there's a lot of parties all over the place this weekend. I probably end up going to the local Boca stuff. We used to go to the Boca Resort for their Halloween thing, but the members there are, I don't know. I don't want to badmouth Boca Resort because the facility is beautiful. But some people who are members, and you know, Scotty's a member, but we think everyone should treat each other the same way. We really don't care, you know. But they're kind of like, during the Halloween, I guess because they're dressed up or something, they're like rude. They're ruder than ever, the members at the Boca Resort. So we stopped going to the Boca Resort Halloween costume thing that they have every year. So now we probably end up going to Meisner Park or something like that on Saturday night and take the puppies out with us. All five of them. So that should be fun.
Yeah. Are you going to dress up?
Oh, yeah. Scotty, oh, my gosh. We have tons of costumes. We got lots of superhero costumes, but we're going to dress the puppies up like an Ewok, but then I think I'm going to dress up them all up like the flying monkeys from Wizard of Oz. So I got most of the costume. I found the wings, but just the thing is to let them, they won't keep them on. That's the problem. If they can keep the wings on, I'll be okay. I got the goggles. I have the little helmet. I don't have the vest, but I got the wings. So my dogs are going to have a lot of fun this weekend, barking at everybody. So today we have a special guest, Peter in London. Actually, I posted some stuff. I was looking for his info. But he's a very well-renowned dancer and choreographer, and he also teaches at... the new school museum. I'm not the new school of art.
School of the Arts.
Yeah.
In downtown Miami.
So he's from Miami originally. Well, he's from Trinidad.
No, I believe he's from Trinidad.
Yeah. Like I said, because I have a girlfriend.
I met him a long time ago. When I have an associate's degree from that school in and dance. And I remember taking a master class for two with him. But that was a long time ago. Wow. And I'm excited about, you know, I love African dance and excited that he's working with the Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center. It sounds like he's doing some really great community outreach.
No, that's great.
With dance, so, and supporting young dancers. And he's even got some classes. I think I want to stop by and take a class.
Oh, he's offering classes too. Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm actually, yeah, I was researching him, the other night, so I was looking at some different things, and you know, there's this, I can't remember her name.
He has a performance coming up on Sunday, which is going to cover as well. And I guess he'll tell us more about that.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, I'm actually on the staff of the dance school for Miami-Dade. So I have Tova here in the room with me, and she's trying to talk to me, and I'm trying not to get distracted. Sorry about that. And as I talk about Tova, she looks at me and walks away. Okay. So is he calling in, or are we calling him?
He's supposed to call in around 1:15.
Oh, okay. Well, the Little Haiti Culture Center, I found the fan page is, and yeah, I've never been there. I'm just trying to, they have a lot of events there, huh?
What's that called? Sound a little muddled.
The Little Culture Event, the Little Haiti Culture Center. They have a lot
of... I haven't been there either, and I look forward to checking that place out. I heard it's great.
Yeah, because I was looking at their website last night.
You know, Tanya, I have a call that might be him.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay, you can just merge us all in. So while we're waiting for Maria... I am. God, every day, every time, every Tuesday when I have Maria with me, I've learned so much about South Florida. Places that I never even thought that we would even exist in South Florida. She introduces it to me. And actually, Little Haiti and Culture Center in Miami, Florida. It looks very interesting. And so Peter London is doing his premiere showcase this Sunday. And
Tanya?
Yes.
He's gonna call in right now.
Okay.
He couldn't find the number that I had emailed.
No problem. Well, you can just merge them in because we both have iPhones.
What's that?
I said you could have just merged us all together from your end if you wanted to. But it's okay.
Well, just have him call in.
Okay. Hold on a second. Hi, this is Tanya. Maria, you're on social chats.
Hello, this is Peter London.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. We have Maria on. Maria, can you hear us?
Okay.
Yeah, Peter, that's my co-host, Tanya Schultz.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Anytime.
And we were just checking out your website, and... I guess we could start with just tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from and your dance background, and you've accomplished some pretty great things, so tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, I'm Peter London, and I'm here as a distinguished faculty at Miami-Dade College New World School of the Arts in the dance division, and I've been here in Miami for about 24 years, coming to 24 years, and here at Newark Columbia consistently full time for 14 years since 1997, teaching here in the dance division, the Matabian technique and repertory, and my own choreography and Caribbean dance. Originally from Trinidad, and Juliet graduated in 1987 and former principal dancer with the Matabian Dance Company for about 9 years. And I teach at Daly School during the summer for the past 20 years, and that's grand school. So that's what I've been doing. But right now, I'm premiering my dance company, the Peter London Global Dance Theatre. And we're in residence at the Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center. That's 59 Terrace in Little Haiti. And our premiere performance is taking place this coming Sunday, October 30th at 3 p.m., starting with a reception at 3 p.m. to 3:45, followed by a spectacular performance at 3:45. The dance performance, as is the name of the company, it's global, so it's representative of everyone from South America, the Caribbean, the United States, globally, including the repertory that's being used. The music, it's contemporary, it's European, it's West African, and so the dancers are from the Caribbean, South America, everywhere in the United States. This is going to be a spectacular performance. It's our first performance showcase of excerpts of several different pieces from our repertory. And many people in the community are very excited about this. They've been looking forward to this company for many years, but now I've decided to go forward. So we're all excited, and so it's going to be a huge celebration on the 30th.
Wow. Fantastic. Have you heard of Donna Goldstein, by the way, Peter?
No, I have not.
Remind me to hook you up with her. She has an event, multicultural company, entertainment. So she's always looking for new hot things, and I'm sure she knows of you. But she is one of the media. She's part of my AWC Women's in Communication group. And Maria, sorry to change the subject. And that's who I was thinking of, that I should try to hook Peter up as far to get more buzz for him.
Oh, well, sure. If you can think of some synergy there, Tanya, you can introduce them. And
yeah, I think it's great.
Well, that would be fantastic. Any kind of support. We now would be a startup company. So, and the thing is, what's great about this and why it's such a celebration for so many people in the community, because they've asked us to do this for many years. The students that have taught for the past 24 years and their parents have taught at the Beside Newell School of the Arts, have gone into the community and taught at the Liberty City African Cultural Arts Center. There are many students over there who are now have danced with the Alvin Ailey Company and other companies throughout the world. And also in Pinecrest at Dance Empire, and one of the students that I've taught from Dance Empire, Jamal Roberts, who's the former star of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. And the new director of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, Robert Battle, who is also a native from Miami.
Yeah.
I taught him here at Newell School of the Arts. So it's a huge celebration. The company includes graduates of Newell School of the Arts, because that's one of the main thrusts, is to have students who want to live in Miami, who are professionals and want to stay here. They have a professional company at that level to work in, and also apprentices from Newell School of the Arts. It's a win-win situation for the community, for the conservatory at Newell School of the Arts students, and the larger community of Miami and South Florida at large.
Yeah, and for those listeners who do not know the dance world, I mean, Martha Graham and Alvin Ailey are kind of a big deal.
Wow.
I'm really proud of the work that you've done and training these people who've gone on to these amazing companies. But also it's great that you're starting one here, because we needed people to stay here also and support culture locally.
Definitely. Newell School of the Arts has been operating for the past 25 years, and they're celebrating our 25th anniversary with performances throughout the community. We have performances coming up in Aventura, at the Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center as well, and performances coming up in South Miami at the new center there. But the thing is, as you said, Miami has been growing, and it is the gateway to the world right now, and as far as I'm concerned, Miami is the new millennium city, as New York was in the new century, at the turn of the star century. And we have people coming in from all over the Caribbean, South America, and all over the world, and world-class art. We have the artists here, and it's time to have the companies that represent what we have. And the Peter London Global Dance Theater is that company, along with others that are already here and working. And what's great about this idea, that you know the Miami is ready for this, South Florida is ready for this, is that we are one of the finalists for the Night Art Challenge Grant, and it's what's our first application for that grant, and there are over almost 2,000 applicants for that grant, and we were one of 57 finalists chosen for that grant. So that says a lot, I think. Yeah. And so the showcase performance is also, although we have not been chosen, as the one of the finalists yet, we still celebrated it, because I think it says a lot about the idea of the company and so on and so forth. So we're moving forward one step at a time, and hope that everybody will come out for this showcase performance. It's not to be missed. I'm doing two works, one repertory work that I did on Frida Kahlo, based on the life of Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera. And my new work, which I'm premiering tonight on Picasso's 130th birthday at the Wilson Auditorium. Yeah. Today's Picasso's birthday. He was born October 25th. I'm also going to do an excerpt of that work. It's called Woman of Picasso, and it's based on the woman that Picasso had married and were in love with and created many of his masterpieces. So that is going to be on the program. I'm also presenting work for women. It's called Stand, and that has to do with what happens to women traditionally during wars and calamities and so on and so forth, and also what happened recently in Haiti and the condition of the woman in the camps and so on and so forth. So that's going to be very powerful, with fantastic music from women that are singing from South Africa and from Ghana. I'm also doing a new work from the Caribbean, based on the carnival and the calypso music and so on and so forth. And we're also celebrating Haiti as well. I'm doing the opening, the dance, the program with a dance from one of the lawyers who opens the ceremony, Papa Legba, and we're closing it with the Gede, the dance band from the Gede family, which actually this weekend is usually the celebration of the Gede family in Haiti. And so it's perfect for the program tonight. So it's going to be incredible, with a lot of fun and a lot of talented artists. It's going to be incredible. Not to be missed.
I should introduce you to the Heart of Haiti people. They would love to see something like this.
Well, we're very open, and our executive director, Antonio Williams Gary, is a major force in the community here for a very long time, and she has been working with us over a year, and we'd be delighted to get all the contacts and information to help move the company forward. Our board members also made up of several key people in the community as well, and it's a powerful group, and supporting the company moving forward. It's great. It's a great start that we're on.
Have you gotten any grants yet from the local cultural arts council?
No, we haven't gotten any grants yet. Our first grant application was the Night Art Challenge Grant, and that's a dollar, you have to match a dollar matching grant. And so once we're waiting for that to come through to see what happens with that, and that should happen sometime in mid-November. And from there, we start moving forward with other applications and so on and so forth. And we're hoping that we'll be successful with that as well. So any kind of support, any grant writers, anyone who wants to support this this new venture here in Miami and South Florida that would like to support us and help us in any way, you can always reach us at www.peterlondonglobaldance.org, and we have our site there, and you can check it out and have a way to contact us anytime, or certainly show up at the performance on Sunday and we're there to take your information and so on and so forth, but also to celebrate this new venture, it's one of the most spectacular dance companies in the world right now.
I want to emphasize to our readers that it's really important to support these startup arts organizations because I know how hard it is to get them off the ground. I used to write grants. We started with, remember Frederick Bradshaw? I used to study at New World. I have an associate in dance from there. That's way in the beginning when Danny was there.
Right.
And I know I took a class with you, a master class with you a lot, but this was a million years ago. But anyway, if just going to the show and just paying your admissions, that's great support right there. Talk about it. Because it's grants are a catch 22. It's like you have to have some money to make money.
Yeah, exactly.
And these cultural arts councils will not fund you unless you already have support. So it's important to go to the shows, and enjoy a great performance. It's like going to two movies. It's really not that expensive. And you get to see something special, and unique.
Exactly, and unique, and just not, it's something that actually celebrates who we are here in South Florida and Miami, because the dance itself what I've been doing is taking material that comes from, like I said, the music and the dance material that actually comes from South America, the Caribbean, the United States, and so there's something there that represents all of us here in the melting pot here in South Florida. I also have a work that is based on Nina Simone's beautiful score, Wild is the Wind. And so everybody's represented in this new millennium culture that we have. And like I said again, it's going to be a wonderful experience. And tickets, again, you can go on the website to buy tickets at the www.londonglobaldancetheatre.org. And also tickets at the door, you can at the Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center, you can call there to reserve your tickets. General seating is $35. And we have VIP preferred seating starting at $175 and then $100. But we have a ticket still available for $35 for general seating. And as you know, the Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center is fantastic. First-rate performance space, and it's going to be wonderful.
I have actually not been there yet, Peter. But I look forward to this being my first time there. It's perfect for me to enjoy it because I've heard great things about it, and it's great that that Little Haiti is being built up like this. That this is there because that's a part of town that needs a lot of support.
And that's what's wonderful about Miami, all the different communities. We have Little Havana, we have Little Haiti, and so on and so forth. And what the city is doing, and the city planners and builders and leaders, it's fantastic. Because I really believe that Miami, South Florida, is the new millennium place to be. And it's just wonderful and exciting and thrilling to be part of this new development in the United States.
Now, you say, do you offer classes at the center?
Yes. Right now, I've been teaching on Fridays and Saturdays what I call inaugural classes, but they're just an hour long because we have to see, build up a clientele. And that has been going on for the past 2 months or so. On Friday from 6:30 to 7:30, a modern class, and then on Saturday from 12:30 to 1:30, an Afro-Caribbean class that I teach. But once we finished up with the performance on the 30th and moving forward for the new year, we'll have our scheduled classes set up for children as well and for non-professionals and professionals, and that will be up on our website where we'll be offering classes that will be taught by myself and the professional dancers, the graduates who are from also New World School of Dance, graduates who are well versed in the technique that I'm using, the Graham technique, and also the Afro-Caribbean dance that I teach them as well. And that's going to be wonderful.
So you will have classes for non-professionals, like anyone.
Yes, so that's right.
It's such a great form of fitness. And I really, I'm tempted to take class because I miss dancing very much. And I do yoga now, and I teach yoga, but it's also want to remind people that, you know, dancing is an excellent form of exercise, and it works your cardio, it tones you, and you don't have to, like, sit at a machine huffing and puffing, and it makes you limber, and it's lyrical, you know, it's movement, it's just a wonderful thing, like, that's just the most important aspect of fitness, just to keep moving.
Exactly, you're right, and I would be teaching, which I'm setting up is a special class that I'll be teaching for sponsors and donors, people who contribute to the company in cash, in kind, including our board members and so on and so forth. A special class which will involve meditation, you know, basic meditation and a stretch, and then a movement that would be using music again from the Caribbean and South America and so on and so forth, and which would be an exquisite, a holistic class. It's healing mentally and physically as well. And that class, those classes are going to start up in January once we have the whole schedule set up. It's going to be online and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be fantastic. And I'll be teaching that particular class, you know, for professionals who are non-dancers, you know, professional big business people who are non-dancers and so on and so forth, and want to, you know, get a whole body workout that's not overly strenuous or anything like that, and a different age group as well, you know.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Caribbean culture is very influenced by Africa, obviously. But for those of people who are not aware of that history, can you tell us a little bit more about how that influences your dance?
Okay, well, I was...
I know that's a big question,
it's a very good question, and thank you for that. Well, particularly when I say Caribbean dance, I'm talking about also the dance, because I've traveled through the Caribbean as well, but the thing about Trinidad in particular is that... about 50 years or so before slavery was abolished, many of the French planters who had already established for several hundred years a culture in the Caribbean, like in Martinique, in Guadeloupe, the French territories, and so on and so forth, Caracou and Grenada, and Caracou, where my father is from, and my other family is from, they brought to Trinidad a huge amount of African dance that they had brought with them from Africa during the slave period. And those dances evolved over several hundred of years. And a large portion of those dances called the French-influenced dances. These dances were what the slaves had produced. They mixed it with the French dances of the day, like the minuet and the quadrille, the shakes, and the saraband, and so on and so forth. And those dances are now became part of the dance culture of Trinidad, the dance of the music. Also in Trinidad, we have a huge Spanish influence because we're 7 miles off the coast of Venezuela. So we have all that music, the Palang music, and the dances that came with that. And after emancipation in Trinidad and Tobago, the British had brought in the East Indians from New Delhi and Calcutta and Madras, and they brought with them their music and their dances. And so Trinidad has this huge mix of music and dance from Spain, from West Africa, the Caribbean, the French and French Caribbean dances, and the Indian dance and music. And so all of that is what I studied since I was 6 years old, and created a dance class based on that, and what I was also taught by my teachers as well. And one of the influences of my class is the Yoruba religion in Trinidad, which is known popular as Shango, the Yoruba god of thunder and lightning and divinity. And Shango is also the god of the dance and the music. Shango being one of the only, I think, real human being that was made into an Orisha, because he was one of the, he came from a long line of kings from the southwestern area in Nigeria, was known as the King of Koso, one of the ancient empires in Nigeria. And so I studied that since I was 6 years old. I was part of all the witches, which was right in my backyard. And one of the leading musician and high priest of that in that area was Andrew Bedu, who is my father's cousin, one of my family. Andrew Bedu was one of the drummers and great musicians who brought a lot of dances and the music from Karakou, the Saraka dances. These are the dances that were done during the festival, if they had or if they had a christening or a burial, or they were moving a house or christening a boat, they would have these huge rituals that can last weeks, where the different, and they also call it nation dances, where the different nations from Africa who were living in that area would be invited to participate in those rituals that they call Saraka or nation dances. And when Andrew Bedu came to Trinidad, he brought all that dance and music with him. And something that a lot of people do not know about Trinidad is that Trinidad also had voodoo as well. You know, there were voodoo sanctuary in Trinidad in the Belmont area. So you think it was only Haiti that had the voodoo, but Trinidad had the voodoo and also the Yoruba, because as you know, in West Africa, it was Nigeria and Dahomey, and Dahomey is where a lot of some of those loas began, and but really also mainly started in Haiti and then went back to that area.
The loas are like I'm sorry to interrupt you, but just in case our readers don't know, the loas are like the equivalent of a Catholic saint.
Right, the loas, exactly.
For people that you worship, and you know, you have a intimate relationship, you know, with the spiritual aspect of it. It's very spiritual.
Yes, yes, exactly. And the Loas are the exact similarity to the Orishas. And they were neighbors. The Yoruba and the Dahomeans were neighbors. It's just like we have Fort Lauderdale and Miami. That's how it is. And of course, there were crossovers and borrowings over many centuries. And sometimes territorial lines were crossed and so on and so forth. So, and we, like I said, in Trinidad, they came literally from Dahomey. And we had free Africans, but actually during slavery, there were free Africans that moved back and forth. And that's what we had in Trinidad. There were free Africans who actually came into Trinidad straight from Africa, who were not slaves. And some of them were high priests and so on and so forth, practicing in West Africa and also set up religious territories and space in Trinidad as well. So Trinidad and Tobago has a huge expanse of retention of West African music and dance from the Congo, from the Igbo, in Sierra Leone, the Temnes and Demnes. We also have dance and music that come from you know, different areas from West Africa that are still very strong in Trinidad and Tobago, that are still there. And I also dance in those festivals as well, what we call the Best Village festivals in Trinidad. I dance since I was 16 years old until I left for Juilliard when I was 23. And in Trinidad, I became well known for those dances and won many of the awards and prizes for Best Traditional Dancer and Choreographer as well, because I started when I was age 19, directing one of the top folk dance companies in the country that represented Trinidad and Tobago internationally as well. So actually, this is my first dance company since I was 19 years of age in Trinidad, and going through Juilliard and the Jose Limon Dance Company, and then here in New York School of the Arts. After I left Trinidad when I was 23 years old to go to Juilliard, this is the first time I'm having another dance company. But my first at the start of a dance company was when I was 19 years old, as the youngest person to be appointed to a dance company at that time in Trinidad.
That's wonderful.
Peter, this is what you always wanted to do?
Well, you know, I'm so happy you're doing this, because I think unless you're part of the Caribbean community, I think people in Florida think it's all about Cuba, Miami, but it's not. Mm-hmm. Cuba's obviously part of the Caribbean, but we tend to forget about the other islands. And you know, I studied Peruvian literature in grad school because one of my favorite novels is by Robert Antonio. It's set in Trinidad. It's called The Vina Trace. And it really captures all of the different cultures from Trinidad. Trinidad's very unique that way because you have the Indian, the Chinese, the white, you know, and the African all in one island. And so I'm excited to see this in the form of dance because it's really so culturally rich and diverse. And I hadn't been to the island yet. I've been to other islands, but that's definitely on my bucket list. And so I'm glad that you're kind of bringing this up because it's important to remember that South Florida is pretty much, if you just slice the state in half, we'd be part of the Caribbean. So
that's true.
No, really, because
that's true.
It's, look at it geographically. You know, it, we're really part of a huge archipelago.
Yes.
And so the Caribbeans are our neighbors. Nobody else. That's it. You know, not Canada. South America is a little too far away, but, you know, of course, we're the gateway to the Americas. So I think it's important for people who are not connected to that community to become aware of it, because you're right next door.
Exactly.
You know, there's, I really hate it when people say, well, complain about Miami being so ethnic, but I said, what's the big deal? That's wonderful. Why do you want to leave? Yeah, go ahead.
Especially in, you know, the world has become much smaller and now it's a new global mix. You know, it's such a, just a swipe and you're right there anywhere in the world. And so the company, as far as I'm concerned, is the company for the new global, the new millennium, you know, and hence its name, you know, the Peter London Global Dance Theater. And theater that represents, you know, we are very passionate people, you know, and so the and we have so many stories to tell. There's so much to tell, you know, and so the theater, having it as a theater, dance theater, allows me to create dances that tell our story. There's so much to tell that has not been told, and so that's what I'm doing. At, you know, like right there, you know, the Vespers for Frida Kahlo. It's a fantastic story. And now, Dubai, yeah, exactly. And then the Woman of Picasso. And next year for Black History Month, one of the dances that I'm going to be developing is based on one of your research and the story between Shango and Oshun. And it's, the dance is called A Song for Oshun. And there are several different stories, so many powerful stories that we actually use in our day-to-day life that have been handed down to us. But it's not really known generally, and that's what it is. And it's a phenomenal story, a fantastic story between Shango and Oshun, Oshun being one of the Shango's young wives, and the one he was in love with the most, Oya being Shango's first wife, and it's a popular story about Oshun and Shango, and the dance is based on that story. And
Shango,
so that,
in fact, is a warrior figure, right?
Shango, as I said, was a real human being. He's one of a long line of kings that came from the ancient Oyo Empire. The Oyo Empire, I think, was developed along the Middle Ages. Okay? And it's still there, you know, the historical is still there. The Oyo Empire, and he came from a long family of kings. And Oshun, who was one of the wives that he had. And Shango, they said, was very passionate, feisty ruler and so on and so forth. And, you know, they said when he drank and there was, you know, parties and stuff in the court, he can get very rowdy and at one time burn the court down and so on and so forth and all of that. But the story about Oshun, some other people think in different, because it's an oral tradition, some people have it as Oba was one of the wives and so on and so forth. But anyway, something happened there with the both of them and she was banished from the court, and in her banishment alone, she cried and wept outside of the court, you know, far away that she was banished, and turned into the River Oshun, which actually is a River Oshun in Nigeria, where women and other people go to deal with, if they have problems with childbearing and so on and so forth, they go and have celebrations and rituals at the River Oshun. But Oshun is known to prefer to for the goddess of beauty and a lover and protector of children. She's also known to be very sensuous and love money and gold and jewelry and so on and so forth, and very coquettish, seductive, and her colors are yellow and gold. Shango color is red and white, and she also represents lightning and thunder, you know, and, you know, male virility and force. And
I, so when I used to do a lot of travel writing and go to the Caribbean to do stories, I would tell people, well, I'm writing a dissertation on Caribbean literature. And they would say, what's that? These are journalists, like professional people, you know. And I would say, well, the two words, Derek Walcott, the Nobel Prize, you never heard of that? And so these stories you're telling me, I'm so thrilled because it's bringing back a lot of that. There's such a rich oral storytelling tradition that obviously comes from Africa that was developed during the slave era, because there was no other entertainment, and that's how you could just only keep tradition alive. And also with the drumming, you know, it's so rich, you know. There's storytelling going on for everyone and everyone's life in the Caribbean, you know, day to day. So I'm really happy that you're doing this. And I want to introduce you to Steve Royston, who has a band called Palo. And he has Afro-Cuban funk music, which is informed by all of this.
Yes.
Like the Cuban Yolula tradition, I think you would enjoy connecting with him as well.
Definitely. So I'm looking forward to part of the vision for the company and mission is to also connect with many different artists here in South Florida, like photographers like Carl Schuss that I've already spoken with, and by younger painters and stuff that I would do work together with Edrich and Catch. I love her writing. And so I plan to create work based on some of her writing as well. And so it's really going to be a fantastic, what I call an oasis of artistic creation and community coming together to create work. And also dancers, students who graduated from the New World School of the Arts who are from South Florida will also have a space to come back, because some of them are fantastic choreographers and dancers, as you know, dancing in major companies, and who I've already spoken with and who would be part of the company coming back to create work, to teach, to give lecture demonstrations, and so on and so forth. So it's going to be a very hot, happening place. You know, it's going to be a place for...
Oh, Peter, I used to be part of something at the University of Miami called the Caribbean Writers Institute. And unfortunately, at the time, we lost funding for that. But I know a few Caribbean writers that we've been trying to see the idea of reviving that. So I'm going to send them an email in case they come to the show, in case they don't already know about it. Because I think, like, down the road, wouldn't it be great if, you know, the writers and the dancers got together.
And exactly. That's fantastic. You know? Because that's part of my plan. That's a major part. And one of the writers that I know, prolific writers, is Dr. Joan Kilgore-Dowdy, who is a professor of literacy at Penn State, and she's flying in for this performance on the 30th. She has already written about 9 books, and a lot of her work has to do with literacy for women, and girls, and so on and so forth. She's going to be there, and she's from Trinidad as well. She's also a graduate from the Juilliard Theater Division, and was one of the lead actresses in Trinidad and Tobago on television, and so on and so forth. And so, and she also worked with Derek Walcott, and so it's going to be great. You know, we're going to have writers and so on and so forth involved in this, and at the very highest level of work of artistry. I know that costume design, writers, musicians, writing, already connected with several musicians, to write new music for work and so on and so forth, to compose new music, you know, just like Martha Graham did when she was doing her choreography and had composers come in to create new music for work and so on and so forth. So all that is going to be part of the mix, and so we're going to have this phenomenal art space here in Miami, in South Florida, that will then expand globally.
Well, this is wonderful, Tanya. You've been really quiet.
I'm gonna email you something about Peter's website to get him more traffic. So that's what I was doing for him.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and I was researching some more stuff. But Peter, before we go, I wanted to ask you, when you were a child growing up in Trinidad, was this what you envisioned yourself to become? Because where you have got, you have leaps. I mean, a lot of obstacles. Yeah.
Well, I just, you know, when I started at 6 years old, I just wanted to dance and have a great time. But as I grew up, and when I was about 17 years old, I went on my first international tour. It was the Dallas Trade Fair in Texas. And that was 1977 when we had the first Black Miss Universe, which was Janet Pennington Miss Universe. She was from Trinidad. First Black Miss Universe was Janet Pennington Miss Universe, a Trinidadian woman. And getting in there, into Dallas and seeing a larger world view, realized that we needed, that I would love to have something, a company that could travel globally and be representative of, you know, of many people, and especially in the way we had it in Trinidad, there's Chinese, there's Indians, there's Portuguese, Syrians, Lebanese, basically the whole world there. And so it took like 30 something years for that to happen, but here we are today moving forward. And like I said, you know, I have a fantastic board. One of our board, our chairman of the board is Darren Gears, Judge Darren Gears, who's a member of the circuit court. And we have Corey Collins, and Garfield Miller, another lawyer. And we have W. Frey. And I already mentioned our executive director and consultant is Antonio William Gary. Fantastic. And we also have Shirley Gibson, and who is one of the mayors here of the city, one of the cities here in Miami County. And Dr. Phyllis Baker, who is a minister and advocate and a feminist. And so we're moving forward with a very powerful group of people that are the board, and also we're going to be including board members from different parts of the community as well, which will be coming on board as we move forward. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, the only experience I've ever, every Tuesday I get together with Maria and we live stream a show. And she's always introducing me new things. And I had I usually work at Sex with Avenue years ago, and a makeup artist, her name was Trudy Young, and she started makeup for, Carnival, because she's from Trinidad. And she does this elaborate makeup for the carnivals and the dance and everything. And that's where my, you know, I got a little taste of what Trinidad has to offer. Cause to be honest with you, I'm from Vietnam. So, you know, our culture is totally different, but I found it very fascinating. And then when Maria had told me you were coming on, I've been looking you up and just reading up some more about the cultural and everything. So if anything we can do to help promote you, please let us know. I think it's fantastic what you're doing for the community, and it's just so important. And I think it's great, actually. And like Maria said, you know, we are like in our own, you know, we're so connected to the islands that, you know, when people, Trinidad for one, don't get enough exposure as far as one of the culture island in our area. So I think that's great that what you're doing, and if whatever we can do to help you, please let us know.
I am very grateful for your support and looking forward to you being a member of our family.
Oh, definitely.
The Global Dance Theater. And it really is about family. So it's going to be a one fabulous global family.
That's
been... Well, you know, thank you for your time, and I really look forward to this show, and you know, hopefully catch you for a quick interview after, on
video
for my blog. And Tanya, will you please put this one up?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm working on right now, actually.
That way the company can use it for their own promotional.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do that right when we hang up. I'm going to upload it to the socialchats.net, the show, but I'm going to write a post about it so we can have a link for it.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate every bit of it. I'm looking forward to meeting you all on Sunday.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Have
Nina.
A great day.
Okay, have a great day.
Bye.
Right,
bye-bye.
Maria, every Tuesday.
Wasn't that fascinating?
It was, but you know what? Every Tuesday.
You got a whole history lesson, right?
I know, but every Tuesday when you get on the show with me, you educate me so much. Like, I'm like, wow, I don't even need to go.
Teacher in me.
I know, but you're like, I've learned so much from him. I couldn't believe it. I'm like Googling as fast as I can. All the stuff he was saying, you know, and I was in awe, actually. And that's why I wanted to know that this is what he wanted to do when he's growing up, because he is so passionate, and the his tone and his just the way he was. I was just so impressed about it. And then you just.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, I had never really talked to him before. And he was so eloquent and well spoken. You know, not that I wasn't expecting that, but it was, even more of a treat that he really talks so well about the history of the dance. Because that's really important, you know, the Caribbean tradition here and the African influence. Important.
I love it. I love all that stuff. It's beautiful.
And I'm sure, you know, and I've seen his work before. And I remember I took a couple of classes with him, but I'm sure that I don't even have to see it to know that it's going to be beautiful.
No, I think so too. Yeah, I'm going to upload it. I'm actually really working on the social chats today just to get it done, because I need to get it out of beta by the end of this year. So I posted last night, Jessica Gazorek's chat with us yesterday. It was very good. She's so full of energy. She's just...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I have it.
What was she taking?
No, she's always, like, she's always been like that.
I know.
I met her so many years ago. It's just like, and when she had a book when I first met her, and I liked her instantly. So I got her to speak for AWC. So and she's been growing since then. And I told her, whatever I can do to help her, I'm thrilled to. So, but yeah, we had a good show with her, and I just uploaded that last night on social chats today. So when we hang up, I'm going to be working on today's show. So I'll have it up today too, because I'm getting my schedule in line so that, like, once I'm done. I do a socialchat.net, and then I'll make sure I'll create a link. So once I'm done with that, I'll post
it. Because then when I blog about it next week, I'll be able to link back just to the social chat today.
Yeah. So great.
So people can listen to the show.
Fantastic. So, babe, I'm going to let you go. You have a great day, and everyone make sure you tune in tomorrow for Social Chats. No Aging with my BFF and co-host Sandra Lopez. And Maria, you have a great day, and I'll have it I'll probably am using the link, so I'll tag you on it, so it'll be on your page.
Okay. Yeah, and by the way, just one thing, Social Media Club South Florida is tonight.
Oh yes, that's right.
We'll be talking about the law in social media. So just look it up. The invite is on Facebook.
Yes, and actually, I saw it, and actually, you know what, I'm gonna like it right now, so that I'll share it on my page. Yeah, I have dinner plans, and I either have Libra friends or Scorpion friends, because I have a lot of birthdays this month, a lot.
Mine too, don't forget.
I know, yours, I'm planning to be there, yours, you kidding? We already set a date for that.
Oh, I've got another year, oh well, I'm grateful.
Me too. And you know what? And I'm grateful for you, Maria. I am. Maria, you don't know. I talk about you all the time, because I don't have the time to discover all these new things about South Florida. And every Tuesday show, you are one person that I can always say that has educated me in so many facets of South Florida. But all different things, and what's going on, and what's new, and what's hot, and stuff that I didn't even know about, and most people didn't know about, so... I want to say thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So everyone have a great day. Maria, I'll chat with you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye.